Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Hi, I'm Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the railroad town of Altoona, Pennsylvania.
My name is John Mize. I am the curator for the Altoona Railroaders Memorial Museum. That's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And the Horseshoe Curve National Historic Landmark, which is 5 miles outside of town as the railroad goes over the Allegheny.
John, would you explain the difference between the two?
The Horseshoe Curve National Historic Landmark takes you up right on the curve itself. You can either take steps up the side of the mountain, or you can ride our funicular car, which is a cable car. And from the visitor center, you're brought up to the top of the curve area, which is actually a park with picnic tables. And you can spend an afternoon there with your picnic basket with family and watch the parade of trains as they go around the curve, either going up over the mountain or coming down from the top of the mountain. And there's 70-plus trains a day that run through there. So you're guaranteed at least one or two trains per hour. And Amtrak runs over the curve on its way from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh.
What is the typical speed that they're supposed to go when they're doing the horseshoe curve?
Well, because it is mountain railroading and the curve is very sharp and you can hear the squeal of the wheels and that kind of stuff, the trains are limited to 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Wow. And John, how long has this railroad been there in that location?
Well, the Pennsylvania Railroad was chartered in the 1840s to build a railroad line across Pennsylvania from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and they followed various rivers, the Juniata River up into Altoona, and then they came upon the Alleghenies, which was this wall of mountains that stretched across Pennsylvania, and in order to conquer the mountains with the railroad, they had to come up one valley and build this horseshoe curve structure that bridged two valleys and went up the other side of a mountain. And this curve was opened in 1854. 450 Irish immigrant workers worked from 1851 to 1854, and they opened the curve, and that connected all of Pennsylvania with a railroad. And it's been in operation ever since. The actual curve has not changed much at all. They've done technology upgrades, but it's still the curve that was laid out in the early 1850s, and it's been running ever since.
It's quite a sight to see.
And if you come to the visitor center, we have a small museum area, we have a small theater where we show a short film about the building of the curve, and then we have a funicular cable car that will take you to the top of the hill, and that goes up every 20 minutes. Or if you want to get some exercise, you could go the old-fashioned way, which is 194 steps that were carved out of the side of the hill. You come up on the park, and the park is right in the center of the curve. So you're essentially standing in the middle of this semicircle that's 205 degrees. You don't have to be a train buff or train rail fan to appreciate it. In the 1960s, it was proclaimed an engineering feat.
And could you tell us about the Railroaders Memorial Museum?
So the Railroaders Memorial Museum, it's in a warehouse that was part of the massive shop complex in the city of Altoona. The Pennsylvania Railroad, in working their way west, came to the base of the mountains, which is Altoona, and they essentially developed a railroad company town, the largest shop town in the world. So the city of Altoona was famous for 17 to 20,000 workers who worked building locomotives and repairing locomotives. So in order to capture that heritage, that building's been totally restored, and inside are three floors of museum. They depict the life and times of a railroader. They talk about the Pennsylvania Railroad. They talk about the history of the railroad and the shops in the area. Truly an amazing museum with a movie theater, with two full-length movies about the history, interactive exhibits, audiovisual, and a railroad that is a model of the area, and you can see trains as they were in the 1950s. And it basically is a memorial or a tribute to the railroad worker. So, I mean, there's a lot of train museums that focus on train equipment, and we have that, but its focus is on the railroad worker. So to get a good idea of the railroad, to get an idea of the shop workers, to get an idea of the culture of the railroader, you come to that museum. If you want to actually marvel at the engineering feat of the 1850s as the railroad worked its way west and built this line over the mountains, and we're linked together, and it's a single admission, or you can go separately. The prices range from $9 to $11, depending upon if you're doing a combined ticket or a individual ticket.
If you only chose to go to the Railroaders Memorial Museum, what would the cost be for that?
That would essentially be $9 for adults and $7 for children, and essentially the same for the Horseshoe Curve. That's the individual prices, or you can get a combination ticket for all day for both attractions, and they're only 5 miles apart. So you can easily do one of the attractions in the morning and go do the other one in the afternoon.
What's the combo price ticket?
The combo price ticket is 12 for adults, 10 for children. And you get like a wristband, and you could start at either location.
And what's the website, John?
RailroadCity.com.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit the Tanglewood Nature Center in Elmira, New York. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.